This is URN.
The Popular Table Breakdown.
My name is Ibtisam, you can call me Ibby, and if that's too hard for you to pronounce for whatever reason, you can call me the Lone Ranger. I'm joined in the studio today by...
Victoria, your favourite producer.
Our only producer, awesome, and therefore days. Our favourite producer.
But right now, shall we go for the news of the week?
Sure, why don't you start us off? We have a few stories today, so you kick us off, Victoria.
I am so excited to announce that Jake Bugg revealed on Twitter saying his new album is almost completed. Yes, I'm so happy about it, because 2 days ago, he tweeted saying, "Album almost done, but more importantly, official Nottingham County Football Club on television tonight, playing Salford City Football Club, hashtag FA Cup." Oh my gosh, I just love the way he announces it, like, even if a football match is more important than his own album in the way that he announced it. He's just so subtle and so talented, and I just can't wait to listen to his new album. I own his previous records and they were absolutely fantastic. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who agrees with it. So many people claimed he was the next Bob Dylan, and some of the songs reminds me of Bob Dylan. So if you like classic rock, you're probably gonna like Jake Bugg. And yeah, and another thing about his album, if you're interested to know, it's because he said the songs will be a little bit more darker than before, because many of the things he's going to talk about, he didn't experience. So I'm very curious to see what he's going to write about. And yeah. And what about you? What is your news for the week? Well, Any good news?
I've got a few pieces of news. I'm going to start with one. The new Deadpool film, which is going to be coming out very soon. The director for the film, Tim Miller, has confirmed, along with the Deadpool comics co-creator, that Deadpool is pansexual. Which basically means, and I'm using a quote from the co-creator here, "Deadpool is whatever sexual inclination his brain tells him he is at the moment." I love that. I think it's really great that you're having someone who isn't heterosexual, and I think it's also kind of cool that it's also not someone who's gay. It's really out there in terms of representation. And just the fact that Ryan Reynolds is going to be playing someone who's pansexual, so he's just going to be out there being sexually attracted and flirting with everyone, which is just absolutely fantastic. The film, of course, is R-rated, which means that they are going to have a lot more room to play with some of the raunchier material that you have in the comics. Deadpool in the comics is fantastic. He's flirted with everyone from Spider-Man, and he flirts quite a lot with Spider-Man, who wouldn't? And all the way to a lot of the female superheroes, to aliens. He just, you know, so he's, I think someone called him the Captain Jack Harkness of the Marvel comic book universe, and I think that's a pretty good description. But I'm excited. I think it's great that you have more diversity in terms of sexual representation.
Yes, definitely. I have news as well on Tim Gunn. If you don't know him, you probably never watched Project Runway, which is a TV series that I really love watching. I always watch it with my mom. And he said that Kanye West's fashion line is dumb. Well, if you don't know, Kanye West, he had a sold-out collection, which was called Easy Season 1 Collection, and he won the Shoe of the Year awards, which is crazy because these shoes are absolutely expensive and inaccessible to most of the people. He said to the Huffington Post that he called, actually Tim Gunn, he called the family vulgar and distasteful. He's talking about the Kardashians and West. And he also said, "I think there are a bunch of dumb clothes." Gunn says about West's fashion line, and because in his opinion it was just basic pieces with a very high cost, so completely inaccessible and too simple. There is nothing interesting about it or creative. And to be fair, I've got to agree to some point. It's not just because there is a name of a brand that something's gonna look wonderful and creative, and we will express it through clothing. And that's my news for the week.
To be very fair, some of the stuff that Kanye West has said is a bit insane. Didn't he call himself this generation's Michelangelo?
yes, he did actually. He did.
Why? How? I don't understand.
I don't get it. Yeah, but, well, it's Kanye West. You never know what you can expect from him. True. I mean, he announced he wants to be the next president of USA, so...
God help us all. I do have another quick story to two more quick stories actually. So I'm gonna do that, and then we're gonna go into our first song break really soon. Speaking of sexual diversity, Kate Blanchett has recently said, with regards to the press conferences for her new film Carol, which will be coming out soon, in which she and Rooney Mara have a same-sex romance, she thinks it's really unfair not to have more types of same-sex characters, like in terms of different ethnicities, different nationalities, different religions, and different sexualities, because what it ends up doing is forcing some films to try and pretend to be bigger than they are. So Carol is about a very specific 1950s female, all-female relationship, and she worries that people might want more of it, and it's unfair to the creative team, but it's also unfair to the LGBTQ plus community to not have wider representation. And we completely agree with you, Ms. Blanchett. We love how much passion you're putting into it, and we think it's really great that this is continuously part of the conversation. The last bit of news I have is an Indian superheroine, and I'm just going to make that
What's
really,
the name?
Her name is Wingstar. It's a new comic book that's come out. She's a 13-year-old technology...
Female?
13-year-old female...
Well done.
Technology...
I approve it.
Technology
Girl
whiz.
Power.
From Mizoram, which is a state in East India, and it's been getting a lot of attention because...
That's incredible, because a woman in India being a superhero, that's amazing.
This comic book's getting a lot of attention because, first of all, you don't have a lot of female superheroes in India, one. My brain's completely farting right now, and that's the smell, apologies. The second part of it is that the state she's from is an ethnic minority state in the country and doesn't get a lot of representation, so there's that. And finally, it's a character who is a girl, a 13-year-old girl who's interested in science, which you don't see a lot of either, so absolutely brilliant.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I think you should all get ready, because...
Well, we have a very special surprise.
Yes, I'm so happy to announce and to introduce you to one of my great, 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 great friend. He's Jack, and he's gonna sing a song for us live, and the song is called Blue Love.
Thank you for that.
There's something wrong with this sin. My finger can't be put on anything. It's causing this emotion, like a liquidation. Wait for blue love. Wait for love to rescue me. Take me off and on its wing with you. Wait for love to rescue me. Take me off and on its wing with you. I'll wait until the morning, till the sun does rise. Wait until the darkness leaves the skies. Raising in a coffin, falling over nothing. Maybe I should leave, hell I don't know. Out of bed in disarray, kiss that brow and walk away from you. Tiptoe down the corridor, silence makes the heart want more of you. For love, hung round for your love. Wait for love to rescue me, take me on its wing with you.
The Collins Dictionary has announced that binge watching is 2014's word of the year.
Oh my gosh.
And this has something to do, I think, it has something to do with a tiny, tiny little program or software called, not software rather, a tiny little website called Netflix. Victoria, have you heard of Netflix?
Yes, I'm a big fan. Yay!
Do you binge watch?
Just spend like my entire morning, like from midnight to 3 a.m. watching Rain, you know?
So you do binge watch.
Is it binge watching? No, it's just a normal behavior, people.
Well, it has become normal behavior. Have you binge-watched seasons yet? Have you binge-watched an entire season start to finish of any show?
Game of Thrones. This is how I started. Ooh. Game of Thrones. In 1 month, I watched 3 seasons.
Oh, that must have been hard. Because
yes,
it's not the easiest show to watch. Like,
yeah,
it's very dark and
it's very
violent.
Dark. But you know what? I wanted to keep it up with my mate here, who is also a fan of Game of Thrones. So I could watch with my other friends as well, because we have friends in common. And for keeping up with these people, I just bought it for entire month. Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is everywhere, you know?
Oh, was that the month where every time you came to the studio, you just looked really depressed all the time?
Yes.
All my favorite characters are dying. Why?
Don't let Sansa die! Don't let Sansa die!
Well, this is the thing about Game of Thrones, though. Your favorite character is either going to die or is going to suffer. So you're like, which one's worse?
What about you, Jack? What do you think about binge-watching? Do you binge-watch very often?
I binge-watched the entirety of Better Call Saul.
Ooh.
Which was really, really good. But it's more a fan for, you know, if you've seen the previous,
yeah,
you know. It's really, really good. That's one that's really good to binge-watch, actually. Because they work really well, like, they complement each other, the previous ones.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, so, that sounds good. I also binge-watched Awkward, which was
the
MTV
series.
Yes, I binge-watched it this week. Yes, just watching Awkward 2 a.m. in the morning, because why not? If it's a Friday and you're staying at home, just binge-watching can be a good option, people.
You know what? I've binge-watched as well. I've binge-watched House of Cards. I've binge-watched Daredevil.
Daredevil is so good.
It's fantastic.
I absolutely love it.
And I'm planning on binge-watching Jessica Jones when it comes out on the 20th of November. But I wonder whether binge-watching has changed how we view shows, because obviously now that entire seasons can be released, you are having lots of shows that might have actually been turned into films instead are now being released as long, long seasons.
I think that's more like a symptom of, like, people are willing to commit more to, like, these characters in this storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And when they can do that, it's really successful as a long-running thing.
Absolutely. Victoria, do you prefer binge-watching, or do you prefer watching a show as it comes out every week?
You know, when it comes out every week, I can get very stressful, because it might be stressful for me, because I just want to see what is going to happen next. I'm a very curious person.
So you're a binge-watch.
I'm a binge-watch.
Like,
type of fan.
Yeah,
but when
hashtag vote for binge watching.
But you know what? Once I reached Game of Thrones and I reached these guys who were in already like the latest season, I didn't have a problem with dealing with it. Especially with Game of Thrones, which is such like a deep kind of show to watch. It takes you hours to completely understand what the hell is going on.
I will say one thing about Game of Thrones, because my brother tried to do the binge watch in terms of he waited until the season was out on DVD before watching it, which seemed like a good idea until we all remembered that we live in the internet age and things got spoiled for him on Facebook and Twitter. So you know how the whole thing about, oh, I'm gonna wait, I'm gonna just binge watch the whole thing in one go, oh my god, I know who's going to die already. And that seems to be more of a problem with shows like Game of Thrones, where spoilers are a massive problem. So if you are binge watching,
oh, I know that Jack is the one who knows how to avoid spoilers. So do you have any tips to give to our public how to avoid spoilers?
As soon as anyone brings up the topic of conversation, either leave the room or just cover your ears. Like, you don't want to talk to this person at all.
Yeah.
If it comes up on social media, avoid social media.
Avoid social media. Avoid.
Shut yourself in a box until you're up to speed.
Avoid Tumblr. At all costs.
Tumblr, really?
Oh, God. It's because it's not just, like, Twitter and Facebook's relatively easy to avoid in terms of spoilers, because you can see, like, a line of text and go, oh, I'm not going to read the rest of it. But Tumblr, the first thing that pops up is a picture or or a GIF, and it's always like
and straight away you've got 1,000 words in
and you're like, okay, I know what's gonna happen in the next episode.
What is it about Doctor Who this season? Two parters continuously. Rah! Do not like it. I don't see the point. What's wrong with Stephen Moffat? Well, we all know what's wrong with Stephen Moffat. But, you know, like, why can't we just have some single ones? I like single ones. Standalones are really good. They get, like, the point. You get the story. You get what you need with Clara and the Doctor. I like playing guitar and whatnot. But that's, I don't know what that's about either. And the sunglasses. Oh, God, the sunglasses. I really can't be doing with the sunglasses. I want a comic, was it called? Sonic screwdriver thingy again. All the other Doctors have sonic screwdrivers. It's really annoying, and I don't like the sonic sunglasses. Oh, it's just weird. But back to the two-parters, I really just don't like it. It's just daft. Like, why? I mean, that's like old classic Doctor Who, but then they had, like, six-parters to finish a story, for crying out loud. I mean, six 20-minute episodes. What that was about, I do not know. But, like, two-parters. I want some standalones. Like, oh, and I've been told we've got one standalone in the middle of the season and the rest are two-parters. How bloody ridiculous is that? Don't like it. Let's just go back to standalones. I don't see the point. Doctor Who, I love Doctor Who, I love Capaldi, but I don't like Moffat. So let's just, I don't know, have a revolution and get rid of Stephen Moffat. Because it's obviously him making these annoying decisions. And I think that, you know, he doesn't give people a chance to actually write their own stories and be good at what they write, because they just don't have the time.